For those of you listening for the first time, this isn't for you. For those who are fans, who love the show, who can't wait for the next download, and who are binging on this program, who need their Steve and Harry fix, then it's time to become a patron of the program if you haven't already. Easy to do. Patreon.com/Steve Charney and pledge $1 a month to help me pay my expenses. We don't have ads, so this is it, man. I need your buck. That's all. And for those of you hearing me for the first time, well, your time will come. Let me say it again. Patreon, patreon.com/Steve Charney. And you get downloads, too, like some of my CDs and comedy bits. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everyone. It's our Christmas show. And Kim and Reggie Harris are my guests, singing a, what else? A Christmas song. But one like you have never heard. I won't give it away, but it's hilarious. Let me read from their website, kimandreggie.com. Consummate musicians and storytellers, Kim and Reggie Harris combine a strong folk and gospel legacy with a solid background in classical, rock, and pop music, creative curiosity, years of road and stage experience, and interactions with performers such as Pete Seeger, Jay Leno, Tom Paxton, Harry Belafonte, and others, and has led them to produce music that entertains and inspires. They've been performing for over 30 years, and it's a pleasure to have them on my podcast. Harry's also singing a song I wrote, I Want to Be an Elf, and another one, Christmas in Killarney, which I didn't write. Now, Harry, come on, why don't you tell everyone what's going on this season?
Well, as you know, Steve, I've been up at Santa's workshop this Christmas, helping out during the busy season, working as an elf.
Which explains why you're wearing that elf costume with little pointy shoes and a green hat and suit.
That's right, Steve. But never mind that now. Every year, there are mistakes made up at the pole. I mean, they're only human up there.
You were in charge again of the collection of toy rejects from Santa's workshop, right?
Oh, yeah, Steve. I brought in a whole bunch of them. You know, Santa would love to give some of these toys away. You know, otherwise he's going to have to throw them out. But I don't think anyone's going to want them.
Do you want to explain to the listeners exactly what the story is up at the North Pole?
Oh, sure. Okay. Like any large factory, Steve, there are going to be products that don't quite work out. Now, Santa's workshop is no exception, and one of my jobs as an elf is to see what I can do with some of this stuff. All right, for instance, look at this wind-up sports car, Steve. Take a look at this thing.
Oh, that's neat looking. Oh, can I wind it up and let it race across the floor?
Yeah, sure, Steve. Okay, give it over here. Oh, love this stuff. Okay, just wind it here. Okay. All right, don't overwind it, Steve.
Okay. Now I place it on the floor, and I'll just let her... Whoa. Hey, that's a powerful little toy car.
Yes, Steve.
Ooh.
Ah! Yikes! We have 500 of those toys.
Bummer.
Parents don't like the kids to have them because, well, they smash holes in the wall and destroy the furniture. Now, with this toy, we ran into a little difficulty, Steve.
Ooh, Lincoln Logs. I used to love to play with those things when I was a kid. You build a log cabin out of them. I don't hear any logs in there. What is that?
Sawdust.
Oh, where'd the logs go, huh?
Termites. 750 boxes were infested. If you know anyone who wants sawdust for Christmas, let me know, and, well, we'll get it in their stocking. All right, I'll put that down for a second. Now, here's a little musical set, Steve.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, bring it over here. It's got a triangle and a slide whistle.
And here's the toy harmonica, and it even has a thumb piano.
Can I play them?
Well, I'm not sure you really want to, Steve, but if you insist.
Oh, I love the slide whistle. I'll try that one first.
Okay, Steve, go ahead. I told you.
Let me chat again. That sounded terrible.
That's why they're rejects. Now try the thumb piano.
All right. You just hit it with your thumb, right?
Yes, Steve, go ahead.
Oh.
Try it again, Steve. You can keep it if you want to.
I don't think so. Let me try the harmonica. Wow.
It's a pitiful situation, Steve. We have over 1,000 of them.
All right, give me that stick. I'm going to hit the triangle.
Go ahead. Give it a nice little ting.
All right, here it goes. It's amazing that even a guy like Saint Nick can make mistakes.
Sure, Steve. Hey, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes.
Ho, ho, ho.
We have Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
Reggie Claus here in the studio.
Down Rudolph. Up Prancer.
Yeah, Prancer. Edgar. There's a poem I do. "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Willie Claflin, and he's calling all the reindeer. On Blinkin' and Winkin' and Arthur and Vixen and Edgar and Rudolph and Bold Richard Nixon. That's the one. It's a wacky poem.
Yeah,
that's
it. Who? What?
No, I think I'm Kim.
You're the Christmas elf.
Did I mention that this is Kim and Reggie Harris that we're talking
yet,
to? Probably not. Yeah.
Probably no. We're laughing again. Last time we were here, we laughed. And
you laughed a lot. Yeah.
We laughed.
Yeah, we ate up a good 5 minutes just laughing, which is fine with me.
No. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Now it's appropriate to laugh.
That's very true.
This is the season to be jolly.
Tis the season. How you been?
I've been great. You doing good?
Yeah, we're doing well.
You had a good year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a wonderful year.
Still traveling all over the place.
We are traveling more than ever. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
And things are good, and we've been good.
Great. Your voices are still together, beautiful voice.
Well, you know, they have a little bit of the Christmas fog.
You have a Christmas song for us, don't you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. So, have you been good, Reggie?
Me?
Uh-oh. Steve, have you been good?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Well, we actually, we received a telegram.
This is kind of a reminder to get that last-minute goodness in.
Just in case.
Okay, that's always sort of a fallback plan.
I like long introductions.
This one lasted almost 4 minutes.
Well, play the song, Reggie.
Well, I just got a message from old Saint Nick way up in Christmas land. And he says that the toys for good girls and boys are being made as planned. There's a truck for little Billy and a dolly for Molly dear. But you ain't getting diddly squat, 'cause you really screwed up this year. When your mother asked you to wash the dishes, why you said no, no, no. And you would not pick up your socks. So it's que sera, sucker. Ho, ho, ho. Well, the winter fields are white with snow and the lights are shining bright. And the wee little heads all in their beds dream of sugar plums tonight. You may dream of big red apples and candy canes so near, but you ain't getting diddly squat. You really screwed up this year. No, you ain't getting diddly squat. 'Cause you really screwed up this year.
That's perfect for this show.
A word to the wise is sufficient.
That's great. How appropriate for this program.
That's a song that was written by a friend of ours named Stuart Mitchell.
Stuart Mitchell wrote
that. He ought to know about it.
Yeah? Speaking from personal experience?
Well, yes. He.
But I'm sure that all of the listeners have been
I'm certain that
extra
good.
Oh, of course. No,
and
of course.
And if not, get with the program.
Oh.
Kim and Reggie Harris singing us a nice Christmas song, and I hope a nice Christmas song? Maybe not. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Hey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And keep singing. Mm-hmm.
Season's greetings.
Mm-hmm. And you know, now.
Oh, what?
We're leaving a present for Harry. Don't tell him.
No,
really?
No, yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it's bigger than a bread box.
He's not. All right. All right, now just leave the present and hide it good
okay.
So he can't find it, okay?
Well, hand
all
it
right,
over.
So find a good spot, all right?
I'll put it over here.
Okay.
Under the table.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
Another under the table.
All right, now, don't even tell him we were here. We're out of here. We're
okay.
Tiptoe out of here. Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Harry's been showing me some of the toy rejects from Santa's workshop since... You know, Harry is working as an elf this year up at the North Pole. He's been put in charge of trying to give these toys away, but I can see why you'd have trouble doing it, Harry. All right, well, what else do you have?
Well, here's a cap gun.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing, Steve. It's nothing's wrong with the gun. It's the caps that are the problem. Here, I'll load them in. Okay. Now shoot the gun, Steve.
All right.
Whoa!
Look at the fire coming from that pistol!
I know, Steve. The elf who made the caps put in too much powder. Santa wouldn't want to put that under anyone's tree, let me tell you.
I can see why. He might get sued.
Let's move on to something else. This is a whoopee cushion, Steve.
I didn't know Santa made whoopee cushions.
If it's a toy, he makes it. Here, I'll blow it up for you, Steve. Okay, now stand up for a second.
All right.
Now I'm going to place it on your chair. Now sit down, Steve.
Plop down here and...
Whoa! What happened?
The elf who made it put too much rubber into it. We have 600 of them.
Oh, well, you could have warned me. Well, what about that pretty music box?
What? This is supposed to play Jingle Bells when you open it up.
Oh, is that what it does? Oh, I know someone who would love that for Christmas.
Here, open it up, Steve.
That's not Jingle Bells.
I know, Steve. That's why it's a reject.
Oh.
I've got over 250 of them. Here's something. Oh, okay. Here's one. You know the card game Old Maid?
Of course. I played that ever since I was a kid.
All right. Well, if she was old then, you can imagine what she must be like now.
True. Last time I played Old Maid was about 30 years ago.
So, some elf took it into his head to reflect reality a little closer.
Let me see those cards. Dead Maid?
The Old Maid was about 140 years old. It was time to move on.
Look at her. She's all laid out in her coffin here.
Exactly. That's why we're talking rejects here. That elf is a nut. But hey, what do you expect from an elf?
What should you expect from an elf?
Oh, Steve, you are so naive. Elves are a shiftless lot. They can't be trusted.
So why does Santa hire them?
Because they work cheap and they don't have a union, so we can bully them around. Elves would just as soon spit in your eye as talk to you.
Really? I thought elves were cute and sweet.
I think you're confusing them with nymphs, Steve, nymphs. Elves are crotchety. But then again, I'd be crotchety too if I had to work up at the North Pole all year for minimum wage. No wonder there's so many mistakes made in toy manufacturing. They don't care! Oh, I wanna be an elf.
Ho, ho, ho.
I want a pointy beard.
Ho, ho, ho.
I want pointy shoes and a pointy hat and pointy little ears, and I want to be an elf.
Ho, ho, ho.
We're the little elf family.
Ho, ho, ho.
Where it's freezing cold up at the North Pole, but I wish Santa would move to Miami. Oh, I want to wear elf clothes. I love green, shiny leather. I'd be short and bald, but with a heart of gold, and I get to live forever, and I want to be an elf.
Ho, ho, ho.
A Santa elf.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, I'll make toys for girls and boys, but I get to keep a few for myself, and I want to be an elf.
Ho, ho, ho.
Just because.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, I would learn to dance, and at every chance I'd waltz with Mrs. Santa Claus. Oh, I want to wear elf clothes. I certainly do. I love green, shiny leather. Well, I'll be short and bald, but with a heart of gold. And I get to live forever, and I want to be an elf.
Ho, ho, ho.
I want a pointy beard.
Ho, ho, ho.
Pointy shoes and a pointy hat, and boy, would I look weird.
Harry's dressed up as... Now, he's been working up at Santa's workshop this year. You do that every year, don't you, Harry?
Oh, yes. I love working with Santa and building the toys and you know, giving them to kids and stuff. You know, it's civic duty.
Yeah.
It's nice to do something for the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, the community of the world, right? You do it for everybody all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Now you have these toy rejects we've been going over from Santa's workshop. You're in charge of these toys that can't be given to kids on Christmas Eve for one reason or another. Yeah, what's that box there?
Oh, that's a ping game, Steve.
What's a ping game?
Half of a ping pong game. The elf who made these left out the pong part, so now there's only the ping, no pong.
How can you tell the difference between the ping and the pong?
The ping goes ping and the pong goes pong. If you played with this set, you'd only hear the ping, not the pong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we move on?
Sure.
What's that clock?
Oh, this one. Yeah, this is cheaply made, Steve. Yeah, I'll wind it up for you. Okay, now watch what happens, Steve.
I'm watching.
Yeah, okay.
Whoa! Holy cow!
Woo!
See?
Yes, I see. Do me a favor and tell me what that big square red thick metal wire is that went up against the wall.
What, that square one? Oh, that's a hula hoop.
I thought they were supposed to be round.
Try hulaing with this thing. You'd get a hernia. A square hula hoop. It's ridiculous. Remember Candyland?
Sure. I love Candyland. That was my favorite board game when I was a kid.
Well, the elf who designed this year's version was from one of those Slavic countries. He couldn't read the instructions too well, and, well, this was the result. Look at that box.
Liverland?
Exactly! What kid is going to want to play Liverland?
I can't imagine any.
Instead of lollipops and candy canes, he's got ketchup and onions. And, of course, lots of liver. It's disgusting!
How could he have done that?
I don't know. Maybe they don't have much candy in those countries. He created what he knew about. How about this, Dave? Take a look at this, huh?
Is that a dollhouse?
Well, it's not really a house. It's a... put it up here. It's a doll apartment.
Is kind of small.
Hey, you know how much a house costs nowadays? Who could afford a big house? Especially a doll.
Yeah, but it looks like the ceiling is falling down.
Sure. It's in the ghetto. That's all this doll could afford. It's a little girl doll. You think she's got a job on Wall Street or something? Wallpaper's peeling, the sink leaks, there's no heat.
How depressing.
That's why it's a reject. No one would want to play with his doll apartment. But the Alpha Mater was a manic depressive. He didn't understand the concept of fantasy to relieve one's problems.
Did anyone talk to him about this?
He's in intensive therapy now.
The holly greens, the ivy greens, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks back home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys back home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call. And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to kick your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks back home. The holly greens, the ivy greens, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks back home. There was Cousin O'Flaherty, Uncle O'Shaughnessy, Michael, me brother, and Auntie McGee. And Father and Mother were rolling a dither when Terence the baby climbed under the tree. It's nice to know to kiss your boy while cuddling under the mistletoe. Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys back home. It was Gerald Fitzpatrick and Patrick Fitzgerald who up on the roof heard a clatter and laugh that came down from the chimney, and they said, oh, my chimney, 'twas all that we saw were a seven giraffes. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. It was Paddy Delahanty who dressed up like Santy and gave out the presents like he always does, but Johnny McGee, when he sat on his knee, tried to pull off his whiskers to see who it was. How grand it feels to kick your heels, join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Cologne with all of the folks back home.
It's Christmas week. Everybody's shopping, having fun. But you gotta head up to the North Pole now, right?
Yes, Steve, gotta head up there and work through the night.
Okay, good. Well, say hello to Santa for me.
Oh, I certainly will, Steve.
Say goodbye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. And I want to thank Kim and Reggie Harris, kimandreggie.com. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, on my YouTube channel, which, by the way, now has over 1 million hits, and on patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of this show for $1 a month.
Steve's website is stevecharney.com. On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. And if you like this podcast, spread the word around, man. Spread the word around.
And remember, we are butt dust.
Wait a second, what's butt dust?